The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
A few years back, I was really into caving. I really didn't think I would be into it when I first tried it. Like I'd have considered myself mildly claustrophobic. The kind of guy who always felt a little anxious, zipping a sleeping bag up the whole way. But I don't know whether it just woke something up in me, or it was the rush of getting over a fear, or something to that effect. But I took to it like a duck to water. You're somewhere you shouldn't be, exploring parts of the world that very few people see, relying on people. Truly relying on them to ensure your safety and theirs. It's a rush, that's for certain, but it's not without its dangers. So every year, my family and a few close friends head out to a national park or something along those lines to spend some time with nature. And one particular year, I managed to convince them to go out to Mammoth Cave National Park over in Kentucky, which is home to the more than 400 miles of passageways, making it the world's largest known cave system. The cave system is located within the Green River Valley, and its winding chambers, pools, and limestone labyrinths are equal parts beautiful and eerie. 10 different tours offer guests the opportunity to explore the decorated, historic, and dripstone areas. The cave complex is especially well known for its natural entrance and Gothic Avenue, a passageway filled with historic stone monuments and signatures from 19th century visitors. So, that was just about enough history and photo ops for my mom and aunts. The river could provide hours of fishing for my dad and uncles, all while myself and my cousin could enjoy the caving there. All went well with the vacation. Right up until the second to last day, when my cousin and I decided to get a little too explorative during a visit to the caves. My cousin was fairly new to caving, so for the first few days, we didn't go too deep or too far. The last thing I wanted to do was freak him out before we had even done anything worth writing home about. But as the week drew to a close, there was no way I was going home without finding something a little more extreme to traverse. So as we were heading back to civilization after an afternoon's caving, we found a slit just less than a knee high in the rock wall of a cavern. You had to get down on your stomach to fit into such a tight squeeze, but if you did, it led to a small crawl space that cut through the entire rock. After a few meters,
while the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
I noticed that quartz was growing on the passageway's ceiling, and in the light of our headlamps, they glittered in a way that I can't even really describe in words. I mean, it's like something out of a fairy tale. a still from one of those weirder Jim Henson movies. It's just magical. So, we entered one at a time, given that the tunnel was only wide enough for one person. The old claustrophobic me would have thought this place was a living nightmare. For real, I would have had a straight-up panic attack, and probably died of a heart attack before deprivation ever set in. Every single time you took a breath in some places, you would feel the ceiling of the tunnel on your back. It was that narrow. But the new me just found it thrilling. Once you get it into your head that these things can't just up and collapse on you, you get this feeling of calm, and then one of exhilaration, when you realized you were conquering your fears, and going places other men dared to tread. The deeper inside the tunnel we went, the more incredible the scenery became. It was like a whole other tiny world, tucked away with the solid rock. But eventually, like most small subterranean tunnels, it just kind of petered out. At one turn, there was a dead end. The other was host to all kinds of stalactites and stalagmites. Those are like rock spike things you usually see on the roofs of caves, only you get them on the bottom, too, in most places. I'm checking out the stalls to see if there's a possibility of us twisting through them to get to the deeper sections of the tunnel, when I hear my cousin whisper something behind me. Something that honestly made my blood run cold. He said he could feel water on his back. Something was dripping on him. As it turns out, while everyone was having a good old time outside, checking out the statues and whatnot, it had started to rain. Only they neglected to tell us that. So thanks, guys. It's also worth noting that the tunnel we were in had sank down into the rock for a little while before sort of flattening out at the bottom. And to save you all a little geology lecture, I'll get to the point. The tunnel we were in was filling up with water. Granted, it was filling up slowly, but the position we were in meant that only a few inches of water could effectively drown us. And that's a real bad position to be in if you don't own a pair of gills. Needless to say, we turned around as fast as we could, which took like the longest time when you factor in how narrow the tunnel was. Then began the long, slow crawl back along the flat part of the tunnel. It was absolutely horrific. I tried to keep as calm and collected as I could, but hearing my cousin almost cracking up in front of me is something that still makes me shudder to think about. My biggest fear was that he would just lock up, which scared people are prone to do during particularly grueling caving sessions. For some reason, the brain just decides it doesn't want to take the body any further. And that's that. They can be stuck down in the rock for hours before they're calm enough to keep going. I was terrified he would just lock up, not move, and be the reason we both drowned down there, dying while our family laughed and joked in their marquee tents. But he didn't. That magnificent bastard kept his cool, relatively speaking anyway, and just pushed on. That doesn't mean it didn't get pretty close. It was horrendous feeling the water slowly rising around us, seeing little drops turn into trickles, each new one causing my heart rate to speed up and my adrenaline to surge. By the time the tunnel started to turn upward, back towards the main entrance, the water was almost up to my lips. Moving made these splashing noises, and both of our sets of clothes were completely soaked through. That little incident caused a ton of crap for the remaining 2 days. My aunt and uncle blamed me for almost getting my cousin killed, and they pretty much took it out on my parents for allowing me such a dumb hobby. We didn't go back into those caves at all. And to be honest, it took me a few months before I even thought about caving again. It hasn't put me off entirely, and I think it did me some good to become a little more safety conscious. But you can bet your butt that I check the weather before caving now. Every single time. And if it even looks like it's going to rain, don't do it. It's just not worth losing your life over, no matter how amazing it is.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.